Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up and wake up, America, and people around the world, and welcome to Colombo Chronicles. You're listening to The Rose, Rose Colombo. And thank you for joining us today because we have a dynamic guest returning, and she just might be the one person who may provide you with the information on how to fire off that rocket that catapults you to reach your goals and the American dream, or that of your homeland, wherever you are around the world. And we are on live worldwide radio podcast, and yes, we reach people around the world. Well, today, millions of people are listening to the impeachment inquiry that was filed by Chairman Adam Schiff, a Democrat, and Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on the Democrat Party. And the Democrats are attempting by 98% of the Democrat vote for an impeachment inquiry. They're attempting to impeach the President of the United States, who America loves. The majority of Americans oppose this impeachment process. The majority of Americans love President Donald J. Trump. In fact, I was in Europe in 2018, and people were cheering for President Trump. Everyone I spoke with said, "We wish we had President Trump leading our country." And then, of course, we've seen on the news in places like Hong Kong, Venezuela, and other countries where they're under dictatorships, and they have no real freedoms, no real rights, no individual freedom. Even some countries, no right to think because they have a thought police. And these people are crying out for a president just like Donald J. Trump, or they wish Donald J. Trump was their president, because Donald J. Trump was born in America. He has a certified United States birth certificate. He is a natural-born American, and he was eligible to be a president of the United States. He is a loyal, patriotic American. He was known as a billionaire who inherited real estate from his father, and he picked himself up when his father passed away, and he built an empire, and he taught his children how to work, and they are even out there helping other people pick themselves up and be able to live in a lifestyle that is decent, financially secure. And he's even turned around many of the inner cities where there are minorities who needed jobs. Everybody needs jobs. He's brought back jobs from foreign nations back who were U.S. companies back into the USA, and he has helped fund these companies and create more jobs for the American people. He is a man who believes in the republic and operates by the rule of law. So it's a very sad day in our history that these impeachment hearings are occurring, and that they have attacked the President of the United States based on hearsay, which is gossip. And there are no facts, no firsthand evidence, no one who was present and employed by the President of the United States, which is required by the Protection Act for whistleblowers. So in my opinion, under the Whistleblower Protection Act, this particular mystery ghost whistleblower is not really a whistleblower, so I coined him a so-called whistleblower because he is tied to the National Security Council, the CIA, George Soros, Open Society, Brennan, Biden, Schiff, Ukraine, anti-Trump, registered Democrat. And based on his complaint, this mystery ghost whistleblower, these impeachment hearings were called and to move forward. And we are living in a strong economy that continues to grow, a strong stock market, and he is attempting to secure our borders to protect us from foreign enemies and to reinstate legal immigration. We welcome immigrants. We just want them to be legal immigrants, and we want them to be loyal to the USA and assimilate and check their backgrounds and make sure they are who they are before they enter the USA, which has always been done up until recent years. So this is a very important day in the history of the United States of America. Americans are praying for our President of the United States, who is bringing back the America we used to know and making it possible for people to reach their American dreams. So pray for our president no matter where you are around the world, because what happens in America and a strong economy in America trickles on down to people around the world. And that's why so many people want to come to the USA to be proud Americans and have the opportunity to reach their American dream. And today we have a dynamic guest who is going to talk to you about releasing your inner talents and catapulting you into reaching your goals and your American dream. Olympia LaPointe, rocket scientist, author, and entertainer. And we are going to talk to her in just a moment when we enter into the world of authors and experts. So stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because we're about to enter into the world of authors and experts right here for you on Columbo Chronicles Live. And today's very special guest is Olympia LaPointe. She is a rocket scientist, author, and entertainer. She's written the book Answers Unleashed, and she has an exciting new book coming out in 2020, and it has a program that you will want to know about that's going to help you unleash your talents and your goals to reach your American dream. The Science of Attracting What You Want. So let's say hello to Olympia LaPointe, and let's just get started. Hi, Olivia.
How are you today?
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you, Olympia.
I read that you had a major life-saving surgery. Is that true? And tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for asking. And it's so great to be on your show. Recently, this September 16th, I went through a major life-changing surgery, and it was to remove a fast-growing tumor that had developed on my uterus. And at first, I was thinking about, okay, maybe it's not as bad as I think it is, and let me go to the doctors. And then all the doctors said, you need to consider removing this. So I had to check in with myself and figure out if this was the best thing to do, because everybody's body is different. Well, I went through I went to my intuition. I asked, what is the best course of action for me? And received through that asking myself, I received, you need to go through the surgery. Well, come to find out, everything was benign, but had I not gone through the surgery, my life would not have been saved. When we went in there for the surgery, we found life-threatening scar tissue that did not appear on the MRI, did not appear on any type of imaging processing, but it was through making 6 key decisions about my life that helped me save my life in this situation. And so in this decision-making process, there's 6 decisions that help you not only save your life, but actually transform your life and attract the life that you want. And so in the next 2020 system of if those of you that don't know, I launch rockets and I write books and I go around the nation and the United States and the nation of the United States and across the world speaking about how to use your brain and how to make decisions in a way that really changes your life. And this program that I'm offering is helping you do this. And so in my case, the first decision I had to make is my life purpose, do I believe I have a life purpose, and am I meeting it now? And most of us really don't know that.
Exactly. And so would that be learning to listen to all parts of yourself, known as the trial, as a triad self? What does that mean?
In my second book, I talk about the tria brain. It's a 3-sided brain that I label out. Tria brain is the left, right, and center. The left side is very logical. The right side is very artistic. And the center part, what I introduce as the faith sector, which makes up the 3 part of the brain, the tria brain, is about helping you find answers using all parts of your thinking. And now in this new program I introduce the tria self, which means there's 3 parts of us that makes our life better, but it's only if we know how to make decisions. So the tria self is the 3-sided self. It is your future self. You have the future in front of you. If you believe that you have a life purpose, that means that there's something for you to accomplish that hasn't been done yet. That means that you exist in the future, and you can actually find out what that future looks like if you literally ask yourself in the future what to do. I mean, that sounds strange, but you have a future self. You also have a past self. Psychologists talk about this as the inner child, inner self. This is the part of you that existed in the past where really tough situations happen and you didn't necessarily know how to handle it. And so you developed a thinking in the past that your decisions are based out of. Like, for example, when I was 8 years old, our mom had to, she didn't have money to hire an exterminator, so she went through and she got that bug spray from the store and sprayed down everything so we could get the bugs out of the apartment, out of the house at the time. So at 8 years old, anytime I would see a bug, I would be freak out. So when I carried that into adulthood, I had to recognize that that was a fear that I got from when I was 8. And what could I do now with a different decision so I would no longer have that fear when I come across the bug? And it is, now some people have different concepts. They put it outside. Some people kill it. Anyone can do whatever they decide to do in that particular situation for themselves. For me, I realized I carry bug spray wherever I went. I mean, this sounds silly, but it was the way of being able to make a decision so the inner past self didn't have a foothold on my decision-making process. And the last part of the tria self is your present self. Your future self is able to help you envision with what it is that you want to do in the future. Your past inner selves, inner children, are the ones that help you make decisions so you overcome past fears. And your present self, and that's where the major, major theologians and the major spiritual leaders believe that that's where the power lies. When you have your present self, that's the only time that you're able to make decisions. You can't make decisions in the past, and you can't make decisions in the future. But when you make decisions in your present moment, that's when you have the power to save your life and literally attract life that you want, because it is you unlocking miracles in your life for that to come. And in my case, I made the decision to go through the surgery, which was literally a life-saving process, and as a result, I have full health again in my life. Now, it hinged on that key decision. What was I going to do? Was I going to be in complete fear and not listen to my own future, which was it was going to be healthy and I was going to be okay? Or was I going to go step forward and take the power of that moment to make that decision, to go through a process, even though it was going to be hard, but it was going to change my life? And we each have that moment every single day of our lives.
Yes, and sometimes it's just suddenly unexpected, like in your case, you know, we walking around with something we don't even know is happening to us inside of our bodies or, you know, our heads, whatever, and until, you know, in some, until we have to face it, it's, you know, it catapults suddenly. And so are you feeling okay now? Do you feel like, you know, you're back to your normal health? Do you feel better and stronger?
I feel better, I feel stronger, I am thankful, and my story is a miracle. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we have the power to make decisions in our lives. And although things may seem tough, when we go through a challenge, it's because we're prepared to handle it.
That is amazing because, you know, everyone has to face tough challenges in life. There's no getting around it sometime. And some people fall apart and some people get paralyzed, and then other people can listen to Olympia LaPointe and then take her information and move forward. So what is it when people are paralyzed and feel they can't go forward? What is it that you would say to someone in that position that would attend your, read your books or attend your workshops?
That's an excellent question. When someone's paralyzed, there's something happening in their brain, and psychologists call it fear. Now, let's break down what that looks like. Fear is a situation in which the amygdala part of the brain turns on and it shuts off the frontal brain lobes. The frontal brain lobes are responsible for creative problem solving and for you to be able to walk, move forward and walk into a realm where you're consciously ready to take on challenges. But whenever you experience fear, it shuts off the frontal brain lobe, and when that happens, you think irrationally, meaning you will have such crazy thoughts that will go through your head and you will literally freeze up. And the fear happens in three different ways. Someone paralyzes themselves based on their thoughts alone. Someone, so that's the freeze response. Someone becomes aggressive, where they have the fighting response, where they will try and attack whatever is trying to get at them. Or they may have the fleeing response, where they will literally run away from the problem and avoid it. We see a lot of addictions happen, and psychologists are the ones to talk about this, really, but from what I have just noticed is that a lot of people who are running away at work or running away to relationships or running away to doing things that will take them away from the problem are fleeing the situation, and they are not realizing that they actually have a strength inside of them to actually face it. Your present moment in time allows you to be able to make decisions so you can turn on your brain, turn on the frontal part of your brain so it actually wires for answers. One way that you do that is to ask questions and get information. When people actually ask for the facts in a situation, then it becomes easier to make decisions. In my case, I had to ask for the facts in my situation. The thing that the one key of the fear that kept me from moving forward and going through the surgery is children. I wanted children, and the thought of not having a child was just paralyzing. And that was the key thing that almost stopped me from going through the surgery. And so I had to go through the facts. I had to ask the doctor, am I able to have children now? Now, from what I talked to him before the surgery, it was highly rare that that would happen. And then on top of that, it would be highly dangerous. And so I didn't know that information going in. That information made it so much easier for me to make the decision once I had the scientific facts. Whenever you're in a tough situation, ask for the facts. When you are able to get the facts about the situation, then you feel less like a child who is paralyzed, and you feel more like an adult able to make a decision. When you feel like you're able to make a decision based on information, you then give your brain the turn-on command for your frontal brain lobe to work and to turn off fear so you can actually make a decision. And the second way that you can actually turn on your frontal brain lobe is to look at your resources. Now, oftentimes when you're about to go through a really tough situation, you think, okay, should I quit my job and go to something else? You have to look at your resources. You have to think, okay, what do I have right now to be able to help me to move forward if I chose to make this decision? Now, for me, I had been working as a mathematics instructor, so I had to find out, am I able to take off for the surgery? And if someone wants, the question can be different in someone else's life. Does someone want to start a company? You have to look at the resources. If you want something, there's always a way to do it. But the question is, what resources do you have in front of you so you can actually manifest in and actually materialize that particular future outcome? So in my case, I had to recognize, what do I have in my resources? What will support me in taking off from work and actually going in for the surgery? And it was to my surprise, I did not have the benefits in certain areas that I thought I had. So I had to look at my resources of the friends and family and church that would allow me to be able to take time off so I could heal myself. And we each have these resources in our lives, but we have to be able to take a step back, calm ourselves down in the middle of these stressful situations, and look at what are our options. When we are able to determine what our options are, we do not feel desperate. When you're able to identify what your resources are, you then have tools to be able to move forward so these resources can multiply. I remember reading in the Bible about the man, Jesus, who had a fish that was brought to him by a young boy who offered his fish and loaves of bread for people to eat. And whether or not you believe in the Bible or not, or if you think it's a story, the story goes like this. The boy brought the fish and the bread to the man, and the man, through faith, multiplied it so everyone could be fed in that particular area. I truly believe that we each have the ability to multiply our resources in a way once we make a decision to move forward in where we want to go in life. But in order to move forward, there's a third part of the equation, which is you have to be willing to love yourself as you go through it. Now, oftentimes...
Oh, I was going to say, I think that that program that you've developed should be taught in schools across the country, because I think that it would help people when they're young to be able to understand the steps they need to take to get through the challenges in life in school, against bullies, against peer pressure, against all the pressures that are going on today that are in violation of some of their parents' moral thoughts and their religious beliefs and so forth, because there's so much going on in our country today that is happening so fast for young people to even comprehend, and the confusion that's going on. I think your program would be great if it could be spread throughout the public schools in America and even the private schools.
The program is for K-12, it is for college students, and it is for professionals. It is the 6 decisions to save your life and attract the life that you want. And in this program, I talk about what these 6 decisions are and how to actually turn on your brain so you actually are not afraid of the future, but actually are moving towards it, making decisions so it can actually be created. And the only person to create it is you. And if you believe in God, you and God. And if you believe in the universe, you and the universe. But you are supported in being able to create the future, but it depends on the decisions that you make at the present moment. And so this particular program is for critical learning skills in K-12 and educational systems. It's for innovators in business programs that want to create the innovative business products in which they've always seen. It is for people in their everyday lives so they can create the life that they want for themselves. All of us have a unique life purpose that we're moving towards. We are each moving towards a life in which we are creating and sustaining a way to make sure that we live a happy life. But if we do not know the decisions that we can make on a daily basis so we can actually create happiness and create our future that is per our life purpose, then we are not going to be as fulfilled in life. And in some cases, we don't know how to save our lives to make it better.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Olympia LaPointe. She is a rocket scientist, author, and entertainer. She has a TV show, Answers Unleashed. She'll tell us how you can find her and also where you can find her books. Answers Unleashed is an exciting new innovation and program on how to unleash your brain so that you can succeed. And her new book is going to be released in 2020. It's Answers Unleashed 2, The Science of Attracting What You Want. And you came from a really hard, tough childhood, and yet you you're practicing what you preach. And so you also have firsthand knowledge that you can pick yourself up and become whatever your life's goal happens to be, and not just think about it, but actually do it. And I really, truly admire you for that as well. And so when you're teaching, do you do one-on-one or do you do group conferences, workshops, or do you do personalized plans for people's future? How do you help people?
I help people in 3 different ways. I give keynote lectures at educational institutions like California State University, Northridge, Virginia Tech master's program, various campuses across the United States, and as well as being invited overseas to speak. I speak to large groups to help them understand how to change your thinking so you actually change your life. And not only change your thinking, how to make decisions so you can create the life that you want. I also help people through my coaching programs. I have one-on-one coaching programs through Skype where we create a plan, an 8-week plan for you to take for you to actually change your life. And it is a homework. You have homework that you take and you take home with you on a weekly basis, and you take these steps. And it's geared from my 2 books, Mathophobia, and it's geared from my book, Answers Unleashed, and it will be also geared for my 3rd book coming up in 2020. And in these programs, I help people identify which type of person of fear they are. In my book, Mathophobia, it's for K-12, it's helping people overcome their math fear, but it's also helping people overcome problem solving. So often when we come across a fear, we go into one of these personalities. We could be Donna, the overdoer. We could be, I know, this is so funny. And We could overdo things. We could be Sammy, all this struggler, just struggling and think we can never find a way out. We could be Quincy the quitter. We could be someone who quits before he even tries. And then we could be Crystal the criticizer. We'll point fingers at everyone else. And so all of us, when we go into these type of situations, we could be one of these people that is afraid to solve the problem. And for me, I was Donna the overdoer for such a long time, or it was Quincy the quitter, just ignoring it was even there. And I had to check in with myself and realize, Olympia, who are you? Are you this person or are you someone else? And in that process of deciding to be someone else, we become different people. David the determined, Sarah the strategist, Ivan the innovator, Ellen the explorer, when we make these different decisions. And then my second book, Answers Unleashed, deals with, okay, we've all gone through really tough situations in life, every single one of us. And some people gone through really, really tough situations. Some people have gone through tough situations. But nonetheless, it has all changed the way that our brain works. And in this book, I introduced what I call Brain Brink. And I gave this talk over at a TED-like talk over at California State University, Northridge. And if people want to watch this video, they can go to answersunleashed.com/live-lectures, where they can find the complimentary video. And in the video, I talk about how when we go through really tough problems, we create brain brink. And this is a theorized concept of how our brain stalls. It just literally stops working when we encounter really tough situations and we have not moved past the thinking in that traumatic type of moment. So once we're able to identify this traumatic type of moment, that's when we're able to get the help that we need to think differently. And there's help in all the different forms. There's help in the way of psychology. There's help in the way of neuroscience. There's help in the way of all these different methods in which I explain in the book and on the lecture series. And in doing so, we literally change how our brain is wired. And in the process of the mathematical revelations that I see is that everything in life follows a chaotic pattern. But the chaos actually is a really good thing that happens. It actually, once you change your brain with your different way of thinking, it changes your life. It changes the inside of your body, and it also changes your life and the field around you that literally has energy. So when we change our thinking, we literally start attracting things that are different because the thoughts around us are changing. And in this lecture, I talk about how thoughts are not just something that's in our head, but really it's something that extends into our body and it's in a field around us. And I use Einstein's theory of relativity to show that a thought really isn't just in our head. It is what we carry with us. So if I have a thought of, I'm going to win the lottery, let's say it's a fun thought like that. Let's say we have a fun thought, I'm going to win the lottery. You're going to be giving off the vibe of you're going to get things given to you all the time, whether or not you win the lottery or not. If you have that idea of like, you know what, things are going to come to me. I'm going to win the lottery. I'm a winner. There's things that's going to happen. Automatically, any type of situation that you encounter where you have that idea of, well, I was going to be not a winner before, you're going to carry a thought process, well, something's going to happen great in this situation. I wonder what it's going to be. And you change that thinking, people can actually pick that up.
Well, I think too, you know, if you won the lottery, you would actually be a magnet for a lot of people. All of a sudden, you'd have a lot of friends. Relatives. Oh, my goodness. But I do believe that, you know, you are correct because, for example, I know someone who had a hard childhood and if you mention anything, like if you compare and you say, oh, this person really had a tough time, you know, and she will get upset because she's like, you know, she'll say things like, oh, well, I had a hard time too, you know, and I don't feel like anybody, you know, appreciates the hard time I had, you know, understands, you know, how I feel. So, I mean, so there's that, you can't compare any other person's situation to them. And so how do people overcome that? Because I would like to tell her mom, how do people overcome that particular point in their life where if you it triggers them into their own lifestyle that they grew up in.
Mm. We will always face triggers. We will always, every single one of us will face a trigger. For example, going back to the bug situation, when I was bit by a spider last year, it triggered the fear of what I experienced, the hellish South Central poverty that I experienced growing up. But learning to overcome that and later become an award-winning rocket scientist, that process of being bit by the spider triggered me thinking like I didn't have choices and options like I had before in the past, and that was a lie. When we are able to identify the lie, and I'll say this again because there's somebody who is really needing to hear this. When we are able to identify the lie, we can cast the lie out of our field around us and accept the truth. So the lie in the situation with the spider was there's things always out to attack me, and which was the lie that was instilled when I was 8 years old, growing up in South Central Los Angeles, when there was gang violence and when there's bugs, when there's all these different types of situations. The thought that was introduced was a lie at that point in time, which was I was being attacked. And the truth of the matter is we have the ability to protect ourselves as adults. And we have the ability to be able to provide for ourselves as adults. We have the ability to maybe be able to make decisions as adults. And so for me, I had to recognize the truth, which was, no, I'm an adult in the situation, and I can make sure that whatever spider was introduced has the ability to be removed. And so that's when I took the time to steam everything and found out the location where it was first introduced and found out to myself, anytime I go to that location, I'm going to make sure I'm vacuum everything, make sure everything as soon as I step back into where I need to go is completely clean of anything that can be introduced. And so when I made the decision that I was going to accept the truth, which was I'm an adult able to handle this now, I completely change the triggering. When you go through a moment in time where you're triggered, it's because you are choosing to hold on to the lie. And you have to ask, what is the lie? And you have to ask for what is the truth? And you can make the decision to cast out the lie and put the truth in your head every single time the lie would possibly come up.
So you really have to practice this.
It's a muscle.
Programs, you have to keep practicing it with your brain and your thoughts.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like you
faith
said,
is
if
a
you
muscle.
Believe in God, it's even a stronger, power to help you along the way. And so, people can tap into their futures to discover your next steps. Is that what you believe too? Is part of your program?
Yeah, I do. I believe that, you mentioned before about God, and everyone has different views of what God is and how that looks like in their own personal lives, and everyone has their own relationship, and that is a personal relationship with everyone and their own understanding of God. For me, I see God. As light. That's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's different. I see God as light. And if we break it down in science terms, light is the fastest way energy travels that carries information.
Mm-hmm.
When there is light happening in your brain, when you have a light bulb, the cartoons have, you have the light bulb going off in your brain where you have a great idea.
Yeah.
it is because your brain is literally firing light in all these different areas. And when it fires light in all these different areas, the light itself is energy that opens up a new pathway. And so when I look at God as light, and everyone looks at God as differently, but when I look at God as light, I look at God in our brains and look at God as the light that we produce in the world. So we each have a light. We each have the ability to produce a future in a way that allows us to put our signature light in this world where it contributes to the world in such a magnificent way, and that's through our life purpose. And we have each have a future that exists that's light filled, and we can choose it, but we have to believe it exists. And in the process of believing that you have a beautiful future that exists, you are tapping into connecting you to that light. That light transcends all time and space. So when you can decide to actually, when you decide that you have a beautiful future in front of you, when you decide that you have a future self that can come back to you and tell you the steps that you can take right now in the present moment so you can get to that future, you then break open time and space and you connect with yourself in such a powerful way that you get the answers that you need in your life to fulfill your own life purpose.
Yes, it kind of reminds me of my daughter when she was breaking out and starting to wear different types of clothes, and she was deciding about these red shoes, and I don't know, Mom, do you think I should, do you think it's too much? You know, people would, I go, you know what, if you like them, buy them, you're young once, wear them. Don't care about what the rest of the world thinks, only about what you're thinking, and feel good about it and feel confident. And I think that people are so worried about what the rest of the people think, you know, if I do this, if I do that, because there's so much negativity in the world. And she always reminds me of that. She's so happy that she broke out of that that shell where she was afraid to wear certain things that she liked, you know, to because people might stare or think, you know, something about it, you know. And I said, don't worry about it. I go, if you like being feminine, you like it, I said, you wear it. And I think that the negativity in this world is so strong that what you're talking about is breaking through all that negativity and becoming who you are and you should be, and, you know, and reaching out for it, even if you don't think that you're, some people don't think they're worthy of it, right?
Most of us grew up not thinking we're worthy of it.
it's true.
Phenomenon that spans age, spans time, spans sex, spans religion. Most of us think that we're not worthy of the beautiful future. And the fact is that we are. But we have to choose and make decisions for that. So anytime, like for your daughter or anyone else, where you worry about what everyone else would think, you ask your future self, what do you think? Like, you literally, if you could talk to yourself tomorrow, if you have the ability to talk to yourself tomorrow, here's an exercise that you can easily do at home. If you were to ask yourself tomorrow, what you need to do today to prepare for tomorrow, and you do it, chances are when tomorrow comes, it will be so much easier for you to listen to your own guidance and advice to how to move forward. When you take out all the other people and just focus on the beautiful future and what you do have, and you choose to ask yourself questions, these six questions in which I outline in my program, and one of the questions are, who am I? Who do I choose to be in any type of situation? Do I choose to be a creative person, like for your daughter, do you want to wear the red shoes? Am I a creative, outspoken person in any situation that has flair and style? Do I choose to be this way in any type of environment? When you ask yourself who you are, and if you are that person in every type of situation, you then become that person. And when you make these six decisions, you no longer are concerned about anyone else, because you're not, like, for example, it will be pointless for me to want to become Bill Gates. Bill Gates has already created, like, the IBM. You know, that was his life purpose. You know, it will make no sense if I try and do exactly what Bill Gates does, because Bill Gates is his own person. I am Olympia LaPointe. Who am I? What am I going to create that's unique and for the world? What is my own contribution? it would be ridiculous if I say, I'm going to be Oprah, because that's Oprah. Oprah has her own thing. I am a different person. So when we can take the aspects of people that we like, but then recognize that we have our own formula, our own chemistry, our own DNA to be able to bring this to the world, that's when we introduce who we are, and then we're able to move forward without fear.
That's so funny that you said that, because creativity, because she is a creative person. She's an artist, and she paints beautifully, and she makes different things that I could never even create and make. And so I said, you need to, get a copyright. And I said, and trademark. And I said before, and put them out there. And she goes, oh, I'm kind of afraid to do that, you know. And I said, well, I go, let me put it to you this way. It doesn't matter what people think. I go, it's your work. It's your art. It's what God gave you. And believe it or not, there's going to be people that love it. There are people that are going to go, oh, no, I don't like that. But there's always going to be a market for you. And there's always going to be someone that says, oh, I love this. How much is it? I said, and it's not even the value. It's that there are people that you're keeping from buying your creativity and talent that would love to share it and put it in their home or office. And so kind of that's how I think, you know, that people, that's why I think that people are afraid. And I'm so thrilled about your books, because I think it's such a great awakening to breaking open this negativity or fear that people have despite their great talents. They don't see it themselves.
And it goes back to feeling worthy. You have to feel worthy to own it. When you build your own business, it's because the entrepreneurs decided that they were going to own their talent. When you look at performers on stage, it was because they decided that they were going to put worth into what they do. When you spend time developing your own projects, your own books, your own process at work, you own it. It is something in which you have contributed to the world. It has value. When you look at your life as having value, then it becomes easier to make decisions because you know your worth.
That's beautiful, Wimpia LaPointe. And I just love your outlook on life. I love your program. I love your books. And I'm so excited that you're coming out with a new 2020 keynote program for the public, the 6 decisions to save your life and meet your purpose, to give people more confidence and to find out who they are and like themselves and love themselves. And no matter what your childhood circumstances were or your situation currently, you can come out of it. And that's what I love so much about what you are doing to help people become who they really have wanted to be but didn't know how to get there. And so, Olympia, as we close, what would be a message to the general public? And, of course, let us know, you know, any events coming up and any contact information you have online.
Great, thank you. Well, my message to the public is this. I want to talk to you personally. If you want to get these messages for yourself and the groups of people in which you work with, contact me directly through answersunleashed.com or olympialapointe.com. Get me to where you are. We will work out a process so I can speak, so people can get the information to make these decisions for their lives. If you are a person in a decision where you don't know what to do, this is what you take with you. When you are in that moment, ask, what can I do right now that will help me move towards the life that I want for myself? When you ask yourself that question, it will open up your eyes to see what you can do at that exact moment to help fulfill your purpose.
That's fantastic. And so Is your current book available at answersunleashed.com?
Yes.
Or can they pre-order your future book as well?
Starting January 1st, 2020, you can go to answersunleashed.com and pre-order the third book. And you can also go to answersunleashed.com/books, where you can purchase books off of Amazon of Mathophobia, How You Can Overcome Your Math Fears and Become a Rocket Scientist, and Answers Unleashed, the science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. And it's on answersunleashed.com/books.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's always empowering and enlightening to speak with you, Olympia LaPointe. And, of course, I wish you great health, and also hopefully I'll be able to meet you in the future. And if I don't see you for the holidays, I wish you a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And God bless you and all the work you're doing to help people around the world.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Columbo Chronicles, and we're entering into the world of politics right now, and today is the day of the impeachment inquiry filed by Chairman Adam Schiff and Speaker of the House of the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi. Not one Republican GOP member voted in favor of the impeachment inquiry, and the majority of Americans did not vote for the impeachment inquiry. And so on that point, I was listening to the impeachment inquiry this morning, and I was really shocked because Democrat Representative Castro actually accused the President of the United States of America and asked the witnesses to verify that he committed extortion and bribery. I found that was to be totally below the belt, and it was shameful. This is another fabricated accusation by a Democrat and an anti-Trump congressional member. He was stating that the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, and he inferred he was pressured and coerced based on the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, asking for an investigation into a corrupted Ukrainian oil and gas company known around the world to be corrupted, along with their prosecutors and their government. who have been known to use United States tax money for bribes, ignored the fact that Obama refused them military defense equipment, and President Trump did provide them with military defense equipment to fight back against Russia. And in fact, the President of the United States was performing his fiduciary duty to assure taxpayers by that phone call, which President Zelensky said there was no pressure at all to do anything, so there was no quid pro quo, but he was performing his fiduciary duty to assure the American taxpayers that the $1 billion in Ukrainian aid would not be used for Burisma, corrupted officials, corrupted prosecutors, or corrupted businesses for bribes. This is hardworking money that the American taxpayers would be donating to a corrupted government. So the President of the United States wanted to make sure that the new president, which is his duty to the American people and the taxpayers, would not be used for corruption. In fact, a Facebook friend, Leonard Damon, posted under 8 U.S.C. 201, Biden can be prosecuted for bribery and extortion, withholding $1 billion in aid in exchange for blocking investigation of a family member's Ukrainian employment, which is corrupt, if he was found to be guilty. Can President Trump be subject to the same statute for any withholding or delay of U.S. aid on conditions of corruption investigation of Burisma, Biden, and his son, and the DNC server? The answer, he says, is no. As the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is performing a fiduciary duty that is lawful to hold back monies if investigations are warranted. The president was only doing his job. And I totally agree with that law. And it just happens to be something that every American needs to read and digest in their heads. Hearsay is hearsay. It's gossip. It is not allowed in the courts of law as they try to convince the American people. Hearsay would not be allowed as firsthand testimony in a court of law and would be thrown out. He also says that Byron York was pretty close in his legal analysis. The fact is, for the bribery statute to apply to Trump, there must be a corrupt intent in extorting an official act. Biden was corrupt by blocking in the investigation of corruption. If he is found guilty of that, if he was charged, so he fulfills the elements of the bribery statute if he was to be found guilty. President Trump was trying to be assured an investigation, trying to be assured that the investigation blocked by Biden was reopened as a condition of receiving U.S. aid in the Ukraine. This was not corrupt, but just the opposite. Its intent was law enforcement. The fact that Biden is a political opponent is merely a coincidence. And if he were to be prosecuted for bribery, the statute under 18 U.S.C. 201-4 bars Biden from public office. So read the law, the statute under 18 U.S.C. 201, and you can Google it online and come to your own conclusions. But as far as hearsay goes, it is hearsay, and hearsay is gossip, and it appears that the whistleblower is also spreading gossip and filed a complaint based on gossip. And he's also alleged to be a registered Democrat, anti-Trump. He's also alleged to be tied to the CIA, the National Security Council, George Soros, Open Society, Biden, Brennan, and Schiff, and the Ukraine. So there you have it. Think about that. Do your homework. And pray for the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. And on that note, we'll close and we'll say God bless you, God bless America, God bless the President, and may God keep his hand on the President and the United States of America.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.